So this morning's headlines are a bit of a throwback to darker times in Northern Ireland. Shots fired at police and petrol bombs thrown in Londonderry last night. And then, of course, disorder in East Belfast and a heavy security presence after a controversial bonfire was set alight. The phone lines are open for you this morning, 03030 80 55 55. Joining us now, the Assistant Chief Constable, Alan Todd. Good morning to you, Alan.
Good morning, Vinny.
Let's start off with the bonfire. What was the plan this morning when your men went in, men and women?
Well, the plan this morning, Vinny, was that the landowner, the Department of Infrastructure, had engaged a contractor in partnership with Belfast City Council in order to move on to the site this morning and reduce the size of the bonfire and material on the site to a point where it would be safe and not pose a risk to the residents of the area themselves and indeed their property.
Do we know who lit the bonfire?
We don't know who lit the bonfire, Vinny, as you can anticipate. It's shortly after 4 o'clock in the morning when it's still largely dark and a small number of people running about the scenes. It doesn't take much to light a bonfire and we haven't identified the person responsible.
Why did it have to take to the last minute for this to be dealt with? You know, don't the householders that live in that area and people that use that walkway deserve better than this?
It's not for the police service to pass comment on that particularly, Vinny. Clearly, we would like a little more time to act on these matters, but we have, as part of a partnership, been trying to resolve this matter in a way that was acceptable to all parties, including the local residents, over recent weeks and months. There had been a number of agreements reached, as I understand it, with the landowners that would have provided for public safety. Only those agreements didn't hold in recent days, and that unfortunately leaves the landowners in a position where they need to act to protect residents and their property locally. And when it comes to that point, then they will come to the police service and ask for our assistance, and that's what we did.
Has there been any damage to property nearby? But you can tell at this point, I know it's still only 9 a.m.
Yes, we haven't done a full assessment. That'll be a matter for the landowners and other partners this morning. That will take place through the rest of this morning. But I would imagine there may be some minor damage caused to properties in the area, although that won't be minor to the people who own that property.
In terms of what happened in Derry, this is the fourth night in a row of trouble in the area. What happened last night? Shots fired at police.
Yeah, well, as you say, Vinny, the fourth night of trouble in Derry, Londonderry last night, and what we've seen over recent nights is masonry and petrol bombs thrown at police officers, also also caught up in that, members of the public. But there has been a suspicion, both locally and wider afield over recent days, that has been orchestrated by other people in those areas, and some of that just to raise tensions at this time of year, but other clearly more sinister elements trying to exploit a situation in order to carry out attacks on police.
And when you say other people, you mean dissidents?
That's exactly what I mean, Vinny. Seeking to hide behind the young people of those areas, put them in the front line, let them run the risk of being criminalised, being arrested and put before the courts, where they themselves, as individuals, seek to exploit the situation to carry out attacks and murder police officers.
Over the last two weekends, what's the total number for arrests at this point?
I don't have that total in front of me. There were arrests the previous evening, in the order of 3 or 4 arrests. I haven't got a summary of what took place last night, Vinny, and we'll continue to tally that up as the day goes on.
Because what we've heard in the past is that it's not always instant. It's not always there on the night people are throwing petrol bombs at the police and they therefore get arrested. Sometimes it requires further investigation from yourselves and those people are kind of scooped further down the line. And I think that's a bit that some people find difficult to understand. You know, they think if you're there, if you're breaking the law, you get arrested, but it just doesn't always work that way.
Any operational response in circumstances like that, Vinny, is tailored to the circumstances we find in front of us. I don't want to go into too much clearly, publicly, I don't want to go into too much operational detail around our decision making, but people should be reassured that there's no lack of willingness on the part of the police to engage in those situations, protect the public in doing so, and that's always our first priority in these matters. And, of course, arresting those responsible and putting before the courts is a key part of making sure that it doesn't happen again and further protect the public. We understand that. We seek to do that where it's appropriate, but we have to balance that with a range of other considerations, and we do that on a case-by-case basis in terms of each operation.
Yeah, these messages aren't getting through, though, to the people that are behind this. You know, the problem isn't going away. So what can the police, the PSNI, actually do to try and reduce the problem?
Well, I think it's difficult to land some of the messages we're talking about this morning, Vinny, when you have sinister elements, dissident Republican terrorists in this instance, exploiting the young people of that area.
So what do we do? I get the question I'm really asking.
Well, I mean, I think in the first instance, those people need to come forward and give an explanation to their community as to what they're doing and why they're doing and what they seek to achieve by it, who they represent, and why what has proved to be a failed agenda in carrying out murderous attacks on police continue to be conducted in that area. But that's a matter for those people to explain to their community in the first instance why they're doing it. In the meantime, the police will act with all the powers and all the operational facilities we have at our disposal to keep the people safe.
There have been some that have been critical of the PSNI in terms of the number of police that have turned up to what was happening Bogside up in Derry, Londonderry, over the last few days and last weekend in relation to the number of PSNI attending that bonfire we spoke about in East Belfast.
I'm aware of that, Vinny. I do find it somewhat ironic that people who seek to provoke confrontation with police, which requires us to put more resources to that particular circumstance, instead of being part of the solution, they seek to be part of the problem, but then to turn around and criticise us that we have to respond to that.
But you can understand why some people from a distance might say, well, and I don't know the numbers, there were 100 people or 100 PSNI officers at that bonfire and there were 50 at that that issue in the Northwest. They will say, well, why would it not be equal? Is it simply a case of it was proportionate to what was happening in the area?
We always seek to be proportionate in how we deal with these matters, Vinny. Both those operations were fully resourced last night based on what we judged to be the appropriate and correct operational response in the circumstances. The people passing comment, of course, don't have access to all the background information and all the decision-making process. We're very clear around that. We're accountable to the local communities about how we're dealing with that, both in the Northwest and in Belfast, and we'll continue that accountability in the days ahead.
Okay. Assistant Chief Constable Alan Todd, thank you very much for your time this morning.